Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We come tonight to let God arise and our enemies be scattered to the dry place. We come to keep the devil on the run tonight. No God is for us, who could be against us. We come to thank him and praise him tonight for our breakthroughs, because he have a blessing with your name on it, your name on it. And when he had it for you, can't no devil in hell take it back. So we just come to bless his name tonight, magnify his name, because without him, we are nothing anyway. So we have come humbly before his throne tonight, empty of ourselves to be filled with more of him, to defeat the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name tonight. So get ready for your breakthrough tonight. Open up your ears to hear in your hearts to receive what thus has said the Lord for you, you, and you. Know that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless his name tonight. We come to magnify his name tonight. He says, he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So we come to lift him up tonight and praise him for his drawing power, his wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may he be continually glorified. So get ready for your breakthrough. Get ready for your breakthrough and not a breakdown. We breaking forth into joy tonight. Because of the great I am that I am. Lord, have your way tonight.
Good evening. Scripture reading will be from Romans chapter 8, verse 11, and I will be reading from the NLT version. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give you life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. May God add a blessing to the hearers, givers, and readers of his word. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, we come to let you arise and our situations be scattered to the dry place. And we come to say thank you, Father, for this new Monday day, Lord God, Monday evening that you allowed us to see a new day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come empty tonight to be filled with more of you. And we say thank you. It's power in the name of Jesus. Wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, for each and every one on this line tonight, that you're doing a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We ask you to strengthen our pastor, our prophet, Laron Matthews, Father God, as he continuously pour out to your people near and far, continue to strengthen him in the name of Jesus. And keep your arms around Mom and Dad Matthews. Continue to build and strengthen their physical body, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight. We come to lift you up tonight. You said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up tonight. Praise your name, magnify your name, because all glory and honor belongs to you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just thank you for the breakthroughs that's coming in our lives, Father God. Not a breakdown, but breakthroughs. We're going to break forth into joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we're going to continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. And we say thank you. Lift up Deacon Sanchez's daughter to you, Father God. Continue to repair, restore, redeem her body back to normal, Father God. That only you can do. Because the Spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go, what doctors can't see and x-rays can't show. We thank you going to the root of matter like you did that fig tree. When you cursed that fig tree, couldn't no more figs come upon, Lord God. So curse all that sickness and stiffness in her body right now. Curse it at the root, Father God. Give her a fresh body anointing over her body. Destroy that pain right now in her body, God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you that you're going to the hospitals on tonight, Father God. Going from room to room, floor to floor, Father God. And we say thank you. I'm thanking in advance for traveling grace and mercy as I come back to Chicago, Father God. I thank you for the fellowship that I had with my daughter at church with on Sunday, Father God. Oh, I just bless your name. I thank you that I'm seeing the manifestation of your working on, God. I say thank you, Lord, that you're continually working on her right now in the name of Jesus. Cover my other daughters, Andrell and Michelle, Father God. Cover my son, Edward, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care. Keep your arms around them right now, God. And I still thank you and bless you for a kidney for my son, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. With all powers in your hands, you can repair, restore, redeem the kidneys that he has, Father God. That's where my confidence is in you, God. So I thank you for keeping your arms around him all these years he's been on dialysis. I just come to bless your name, God. When I look back over my son's life, I could truly say he is blessed. And he is a walking testimony. And he have a walking testimony, mother, to testify about what you're doing for her son, God. And I appreciate it. I love you. I adore you. And I put no other God before you. You always, my Dr. Jesus, a great physician. So we thank you, Father, for having your way on this line tonight. Healing, delivering, set free. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God. And thank God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We lift you up, Father God. We glorify you on today. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you waking us up today, Father God, got us on our way and returning us back home safely, Father God, to our destination, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory and the honor, Father God, because you've been so good to us, even down through the years, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, I want to thank you, God, for your people on this line today, Father God, each and every one of my siblings in Christ. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you're moving by your spirit for them even now, Father God, meeting them at their very point of need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you have unleashed, oh, God, your angelic host to go out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the airways, Father God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and bring forth the victory unto your people, Father God. I thank you for the open heaven. I thank you for the miracle signs and wonders, Father God, that you're allowing me to see, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with these clear eyes. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I bless you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you just restoring, Father God, everything to the canker worm, the locust and the caterpillar and the palmer worm have eaten up, Father God, for you giving it back to your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you for you restoring, oh, God, lives, oh, God. I thank you, God, for you restoring the hope, oh, God, restoring the faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you restoring finance. I thank you, God, for you restoring health on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you the praise. I give you the glory for you restoring our relationship, oh, God, with you, Father God. Those of us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that need to go deeper, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're taking us into the deep, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for even as you press in, Father God, that you're pouring out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're pouring fresh oil upon us, oh, God, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for how you're blessing our feet to run, Father God, to run. Oh, God, hallelujah. Run for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Run towards you in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, swiftly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Run, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and put our hands to the plow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Run, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and continue begin to produce fruit like never before in your vineyard, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are so worthy and you are so able, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you, God, for all the awesome leaders connected to this line. Oh God, hallelujah, for how you're moving by your spirit for them, Father God. I thank you for our awesome leader, Dr. LaVon Matthews, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for how you're pouring back into him, Father God, all they poured out on this weekend, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're filling them right back up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for how you're even stirring them up all the more, Father God, and using them for such a time as this, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for giving them the traveling mercies. Oh God, in the airways and on the roadways, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for your blessing his food and his water. His coming and his going, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you giving them strength from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Like never before, oh God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you making them unmovable and unshakable in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as he continues, oh God, to, oh God, abound in your grace, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You're giving, pour more grace upon his life, Father God. You're pouring that favor upon his life like never before, Father God. And I just give you the praise. I give you the glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for everything his hands touch is blessed. Everywhere his feet tread shall be blessed. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for how you even sending them to the distant lands and, oh God, hallelujah, new regions, Father God, glory, hallelujah, how you're giving them even more territory, Father God, in this hour, Father God. And I just want to bless you. I just want to thank you. We're going to thank you and bless you together, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for giving us this great gift. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, to the body of Christ, Father God. And we just bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And I meet every one of his needs, Father God, by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And even the things, oh God, hallelujah, the assignments that you have for him, Father God, even as he go and pour out to the people, let him pour back into him and bless him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, cover his family, Father God. Cover each and every family of his parents and children, oh God. Each and every one, the grandchildren, Father God. Hallelujah. Keep them covered under the blood, Father God. The siblings, keep them covered under the blood. Oh God, each and every person in the Matthews family, cover them, Father God. And cover each and every one of our families. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. And cover us, Father God. Soak and saturate us in the blood, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, stir up the gifts, oh God, in the body, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, so that we can put them to use, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, so we can effectively, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, build your kingdom, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, we bind up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, every hindrance, every blockage, every stoppage, oh God, glory, hallelujah, every bit of sabotage, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we send it back to the dry place. Every distraction, Father God, we send back to the dry place, oh God, and we just giving you the glory and we giving you the honor, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we're going forth in you, Father God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, ain't nothing stopping us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we're going forth in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we just give you praise, oh God, and we bind up everything of the enemy, every single trick and every trap and every point, every plot, we send it back to the dry place, every opposing force. We send it back to the abyss right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And cover, oh God, hallelujah, those going through in their body, Father God, those that are dealing with sickness, Father God. Touch right now, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for you releasing the healing balm, Father God, right now upon the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, touching every infirmity, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Every disease, every disorder, every malfunction, every dysfunction in the body, even touching the minds of your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, causing the minds to be stayed on you because you told us in your word in Isaiah 26 and 3 that you keep them in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you and trust. You, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah, help us not to look to the right or to the left. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Help us not to reach behind, Father God, but look up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to the hills which cometh our help, oh, God. And we know our help comes from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just, oh, God, blessing your people coming and going. This is the hour of blessing. Oh, God, this is the hour of harvest for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to help, oh, God, hallelujah, help your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to get in divine alignment with you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and continue to connect to the vine, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just want to bless you, God. We want to praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for all that you're doing and each and every person in the sound of my voice, oh God. Whatever, oh God, that came on the line for tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, don't let them leave off the same, Father God. Let them leave off forever changed, Father God, by whatever is spoken and whatever is said, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just bless you, we bless you, and we thank you. And it is so in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. We bless your name tonight, God. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you for being so good to us. So, Father, we thank you that you are the lover of our soul, the lifter of our head, Father. We come to bow before you tonight, Lord God, and lift up holy hands before you, O God, because you have been so good to us. So, God, we come to celebrate the matchless name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, not unto ourselves, O God, but to lift up the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, that we can, Lord God, look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look towards the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, that our bellies are ready and ready to be filled, oh God. We thank you that we're stirred up in our bellies right now in Jesus' name. Stir up the gift on the inside of your people right now in Jesus' name, that they that has an ear will be able to hear the sound that is coming forth on tonight in Jesus' name. God, we push back, Lord God, any distractions. We lay aside all distractions and all things that may try to come to destroy the word that is coming forth on tonight in the name of Jesus. There is no distractions, no disturbance, and no deal devil in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we believe you, Lord God, that the sound that you have brought forth for us to hear tonight, Lord God, is going to do a mighty work in the ear gates of your people, Lord God, because sometimes we hear things out of our ear gates, or we allow things to go in our ear gate that is illegal, Lord God. So we thank you that you're brushing it out, just smoothing it out. You're removing it out right now in Jesus' name with your anointing, Lord God, that's going to destroy every yoke in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the power, Lord God, to command our day, Lord God. We thank you that you've given us power to bind and to loose, oh God. So we bless your glorious name. We put on the whole armor of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus to fight the fiery trials, to fight, Lord God, the fiery darts, to fight, Lord God, every temptation, Lord God, that may come nigh our dwelling, Lord God, even to work on our weakness, oh God. But we thank you that in you we are strong, and Lord God, your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. Sometimes we don't like the thorn in our side, Lord, but it will draw us closer to you even the more. So, Lord, we bow before you tonight, and we submit our minds, our hearts, our will to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as you, Lord God, put the stars in the sky, Lord God, you know every one of our issues, oh God, and that there is nothing lacking, oh God, from your mind, oh God. When you think about us, oh God, you know everything, God. You know what hurts us. You know what makes us mad, God. You know what makes us cry. You know what makes us happy. You know, Lord God, that makes us want to fight somebody. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you said that we will hold our peace. Lord God, you said you will fight our battles for us, oh God. And we know, Lord God, that if you be for us, who can be against us, oh Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that we can celebrate thy great name, Lord God, for at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And we know that the demons will have to flee at the name of Jesus. Silver and gold have I none, Lord God, but such as I have, we give unto you. Lord God, everything that we have inside of us, oh God, let the praise, Lord God, come out of our mouths, Lord God, like never before. Lord God, and not put on a show. but to give you the full adoration, Lord God, that is due to you, oh God, to give full access to you, oh God, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, is what you're desiring, oh God, that we will lay aside every weight in Jesus' name, so that we can come boldly before you, oh God, and to sit at your feet and learn of you, learn more of your statutes, know more about you, oh God. Oh Lord, it's our desire, Lord God, not to pull on a form of godliness and denying the power thereof, but let us know you even the more in this hour, in this season, Lord, for we understand, Lord God, that there's a difference, oh God, of religion and relationship, oh God. May we examine ourselves in this hour, in this season, to know what the difference is, God, and if we get caught up or got caught up in anything, Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us, Lord. Wash our minds, wash us clean, and purify us, oh God, and help us to look back at your word again and fall deeper back in love with you all over again in Jesus' name. Forgive us of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, oh God. The lust of the flesh, oh God, it could be all kinds of things, oh God, but you know, Lord God, what gives us, Lord God, the desires, Lord God, that the flesh wants to give in to, oh God. So help us not to give into those things, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, not to look upon anything that is not of you, that don't belong to us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not coveting anybody else's stuff, in the mighty name of Jesus. But help us to bounce our eyes in this hour, in this season, and to shift our minds, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord God, we don't want to be tripped up by those two things, oh God, or be tripped up by the pride of life, oh God. Lord God, you know, Lord God, that the pride, Lord God, you despise, oh God, and great is the fall thereof. So Lord, help us not to walk in pride or false humility in this hour, in this season, but Lord, let us walk straight in righteousness in Jesus' name, so that we can know, Lord God, that you're shining upon us, that you're speaking to us, Lord God, and there's no strange sound, oh God, coming into our ear gates or coming into our minds or in our hearts, oh God. May our hearts not be hardened in this hour, in this season, Lord God, but to walk in total forgiveness of ourselves and others, oh God, that has done wrong, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to do what you've called us to do and keep our hearts pure before you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only do we repent for ourselves, but for the leaders and for those, Lord God, that don't know you. Oh God, we repent for this world, in the mighty name of Jesus, for they know not what they do. Oh God, help us not to crucify you again, in the mighty name of Jesus, but to come to you, Lord God, with a repentant heart, a true of repentance, oh God, in this hour, in this season, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, will be real, that those that don't know you will come to you and be real with you, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's time out, oh Rababa Shegi, in Jesus' name, oh God, but help your people, Lord God, to come to the truth and the knowledge of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you move through this service, oh God, as you move on this broadcast, in the mighty name of Jesus, do what you want to do, oh God. Do what you desire to do on this line tonight, oh God, that there'll be a fresh wind, Lord God, that is blowing, Lord God, from the east to the west, oh God, to the north and to the south, in the mighty name of Jesus, and all around the world, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your people will continue to know that they belong to you and not of Satan, oh God, that they belong to the true and living God, and they've been chosen and royal priesthood, that they've been set apart for such a time as this, Lord God, and help those that are weak in Jesus' name. Strengthen them right now in Jesus' name. Anoint them afresh in Jesus' name. Touch the fivefold ministries right now in Jesus' name as they move, Lord God, with the equipment that you've already designed for them to have. In Jesus' name, let them use it precisely and directly in the way that you designed them to do in Jesus' name, not missing any target with the intercessors, oh God. Let them be on their post in the mighty name of Jesus. So they go to in Jesus' name, they will know, oh God, what target, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that made, Lord God, an intercession deception, Lord God, to down, Lord God, to bring down the demonic forces and to bring down generational curses, to bring down all the kingdoms of darkness in Jesus' name, and be able, Lord God, to direct their prayers, Lord God, through the waters in Jesus' name, to the Lord spirits, Lord God, that are always wanting, Lord God, to draw your people away from you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for doing it right now, God, for touching the airwaves, for touching the waters in Jesus' name, and those monitoring spirits, oh God, that has got to be removed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing them down in the mighty name of Jesus. That python spirit that tries to choke your people out has got to go in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for the authority that we have in Jesus' name to be able to command and to bind and to loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing all lies to the surface in Jesus' name. Thank you for revealing your glory, oh God, and every lie in Jesus' name has got to go back to the pits of hell. We thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do, God, proving your love to us, oh God, is all that we know, Lord God, that you will always continue to do to protect your children. We give you glory and honor and praise. We bless your name in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me, shall be able to prosper through the love.
Well, top of the day to you all, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I bless the Lord for you all that are listening in from different parts of the United States in the world. We give God praise, glory, and honor. And I tell you, that song resonated in my spirit. I need a word from the Lord on today. And we know that there's always a word from the Lord to bring us into the inner sanctum of who he is. God always has to use a vessel in the earth to release the temple of praise and worship throughout the land for the people of God. And so we thank God for those of you who are joining us on today. We honor the Lord for you, you, and you. And certainly, we don't take it lightly, the great work that God is doing through the men and women of God. You can share this with others on today. You can go to the Facebook page and share it and let others be blessed by the word of God on today. And I want to take this time to thank you, the people of God, for being connected to us and bringing 12 years alive to the lives of so many people through the word of the Lord God. So I thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders and those of you who are powerful in the expository word of God. Thank you on today. We celebrate you on today and give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he is doing. And thank you for connecting with us from so many different parts of the USA, and for you all being part for all that he's doing. And I thank him for his great hand being on our life and the lives of his people. So I want to take this time to thank those powerful vessels for all that they do and all that they've been doing. Intercessors and new prayer warriors, ministry gift, kingdom leader, prophetic voices, teachers, and those who are expository people for the kingdom of God. Thank you all tonight, and we thank God for you. All right, I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line. Amen. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses 1 through 4. It says, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord was saying to me when I am reproved. That means when I am made ready. Then he said, write the vision and make it plain upon table, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for a appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not die. Lord, tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come. It will surely come to pass. His soul, which is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. And I tell you, it is the power of faith that keeps us moving in the spiritual things of God and in the kingdom of God. So I thank God for each and every one of you all today who have connected with us and who have opened up the heart to receive. The vision of this prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of dialing of the phone. To become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart. that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. The mission is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the mission and the vision of this prophetic conflict line. And certainly, we thank God for all of those who have connected with us over the last several months, weeks, and years to see the vision and the mandate come to pass and lives to be touched by the word of God. And so we thank God for the frequency that he's connected us with, that people will be able to connect with the very word of God for their lives and for the purpose of ministry. And so I thank God for that tonight and for each and every one of you all on tonight. Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can join me tomorrow night in Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry right here at 231 East Jordan 46th Street for a powerful word from the Lord. We're going to be sharing and ministering the word of the Lord God. And we look to see you. And we'll be doing it via our streaming live on YouTube. When you go to YouTube, look up Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. And if you would be so kind, subscribe to our page and share with others that they may be blessed by our ministry live streaming on Facebook as well as YouTube. And you will be blessed by the word of God. Also, don't forget San Antonio, Texas, this coming Sunday morning, we will be in the building blessing the people of God with a word from the Lord, a powerful word. You don't want to miss it. It will be life-changing for you. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., we'll have another powerful kingdom leader. If you join us this morning, Apostle Wallace shared a word from the Lord. And so we continue in that vein of teaching. Please keep Mother Jackson in your prayer. We're praying for Mother Jackson, Delora Jackson. We keep her in your prayers. And there are other great men and women of God. We're praying for them and their family as well. All right. I want to do something different tonight. But before I do something different, I want to open up the line for anyone to have a question, comment, or statement for us. And if you have a question, comment, or statement, or if you have a praise report, I want to give you opportunity to do that tonight. Before I go any further, do we have anybody with a question for me, a comment or statement that you would like to make, or a praise report of what the Lord has done? If not, we'll move from here because I'm telling you, if you were in Restoration and Truth Ministry yesterday, I believe Apostle Simmons, Eugenie Simmons, and those of you who are listening, we were walking and living and breathing in destiny. Everything was ordained by God. Every number system that we went into, everything was encrypted. We were supposed to be in that place, in that location, at this time in history. That's a powerful time when God knows you're supposed to be at a place, the hour, the date, the time. Everything was so prophetic about that. It is powerful. From the beginning of the service to the end, from flying into the city, I had never experienced Sister Pollard, about 35, once before. But this was a different type of turbulence. On our way into the city, heading into Norfolk, I think we were in turbulence for about maybe 40 straight minutes of straight turbulence. Now, leaving, we're leaving Pennsylvania on our way home. From the small town in Pennsylvania, Administrator Bryan. I can't remember that little small town there, but we were in a small airport, but on our way home, we had heavy turbulence. That was That was the worst turbulence I ever encountered in my entire life of ministry. But this was the second unique one into the city. Because when the plane landed, it didn't land. It hit the ground. It hit the ground. And I thought when it hit the ground, the plane was going to pop up and start moving around. But it was a powerful time that we had. And it was those dimensions of seven was powerful, bringing it to understand number 49:21, how God prophetically, when I say prophetically, ordained things, and we were on such one accord, Apostle Simmons and myself and the rest. I mean, before I preached, he was already telling the miracle. He said, there's going to be seven miracles tonight. And I'm like, I'm about to take off my nut out of the building. And then he came back and said, there's going to be another miracle. It was there. The woman of God who was in the building, she called off the number 40, and I was in my hotel room, and God told me, somebody's going to say the number 40, and that's what I'm going to do a miracle for. It was so powerful that it's ministry like that that don't take a lot, but does a lot, and let just the impact touch people's lives. But before we go into that, anyone have a question for me, a comment or a statement that you would like to make or ask right now? If you have a praise report, if you was in the building there yesterday and something happened for you there, you can come in tonight. I'm telling you, it was on yesterday. Yeah. It was on exactly to the T on yesterday in Restoration and Truth Ministry, Hampton, Newport News, 803, Oyster, did I get Oyster Place Road?
Old Oyster Point.
Oyster Point Road. Man, it was awful. But it was powerful. It was powerful. And every person that got ministered to got administered to the exact detail. And God really ministered to the young ones, to the middle age, to the older ones. It was a right now word from the Lord. And it was, I would say, epic. So if you haven't seen the service, you need to go to my page or to Restoration Truth page or to one of the other great kingdom leaders that minister the word of God. It was powerful. All right. Anyone got a question, comment, statement, or a praise report for us tonight of what the Lord has done for them?
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Overseer Patrice Pickett. Amen.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Apostle. I'm so grateful to be able to be a part of what God had did on yesterday. Even on Saturday, we had a great time fellowshipping with one another and just seeing how our fellowship, they always say those that play together stays together. So a family that
Absolutely.
Plays together stays together. And so I'm thankful that not only we got to play, but we also got to pray and to praise God together. And God really did a mighty work in the lives of the people that was there. And those that missed it, that should have been there, that was local, you know, that's all right. You know, they can go back and check, like you said, go back and look at the service. But you had to have been there to see what God was doing, even with the numbers. I mean, I'm still blown away based off of how the numbers have been calculated down to the very T. And so I'm just still basking in God's presence, and I'm just waiting for the overflow to come forth in Jesus' name for our lives and for Restoration of Truth Ministry. So I thank you for your presence on this weekend, Apostle. God bless you.
Amen.
And Prophet.
Bless you too.
As well. Amen.
Amen. It was an awesome experience there, and we were excited to be there, place, in the region, in the location, and watching how gracious God was and is to many other people. Anyone else got a question, comment, statement, or praise report on tonight? Come on in at this time with your question, comment, statement, or praise report.
Phenomenal evening. Go ahead, Apostle.
All right. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you. Bless you, Prophet. Amen.
Bless
powerful.
You, too.
To all my kingdom leaders and brothers and sisters, man, I'm talking about epic. I definitely received my miracle, man. One thing I can say when it comes to God, he do not lie. God do not lie. And when he has promised something, when he has said something, when he has spoken something, you can rest assured it's coming to pass. And man of God, I thank God for being in it. And I bless the Lord for you, Apostle Sandy, and to all of the our covenant partners and to our core leadership team and my wife and families and friends that came to support us, man. I already know my life, amen, will never be the same, man. It just showed me how miraculous God will move and how he will speak. Now we already had an experience with God, but I'm talking about when he take you in dimensions and higher heights and realms of the spirit, man, and manifest his secrets, his mysteries, and break open code to me. We were dialoguing, but we weren't dialoguing about your word that God is giving you, nor Apostle Sandy's word. But look how God just allow us to just flow in the same vein, and he just released it for the people. Man, I just thank God for being in it, man. I bless the Lord for you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, likewise. Likewise. It was powerful. It was really powerful how the Lord just brought it all into perspective. Yeah. Yeah.
I could say this, out of all of our celebration, man, this was one of the most powerful ones that I have encountered and experienced. That's why I was telling the people, man, that you cannot establish anything until you have an encounter. What you have not encountered, you can't establish nothing. And I thank God for the encounter with God, man, having that experience with him, to be able to understand my walk with him, understand the vision, amen, to release the mysteries, the secrets, and the revelation for his people. Man, not to be in a place of stagnation, not to be caught up into the hype of all of this stuff that's going on in the land, amen, while there's a recession, while there's seem like famine in the land. Man, God is favor and blessing his people, man, and I just thank God for being part of it, man. Appreciate you, man. I love you. You know I do, man. We thank God for you.
Yeah. Likewise. Love you too, man of God. And thank God for what the Lord has done. Yeah.
Phenomenal evening, Pastor, Apostle Simmons, Administrator
Brian,
and all on the line. We were on watching it through the Facebook Live, and even as you were breaking down the numbers and God was releasing, at the 4 p.m. service, it was 7 people on the live consistently. So that was even prophetic, and we were receiving our blessing also too. And as I was watching, it went up. It ended up going back like 8, then it went to 9, but it dropped. It kept staying at 7. So when even the line closed out, it was still 7 people on the live. So we received, I know I did, I felt like I was there, and it was God's timing for me to receive what was being released. Even though I wasn't there, I was there. And I'm excited. I'm glad to have witnessed what took place too, because it was a governmental time that was taking place. God bless you all.
Wow, that's good. Well, we thank God. We thank God. Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Pastor, Apostle, and Apostle Simmons and everyone on the line, it was a mandated moment. It was a mandated moment. And that moment was mandated by the Master. It was, oh my goodness, every word that was released was on point. And I was so glad to be able to be in the midst. And even when I was released to blow the shofar, it was like on a whole different. I know I was blowing with the angels. I know I was, because I felt myself go up and blow. So it was just a powerful time. And even getting back to Chicago and going to the church to handle the business. And on the way home, just angels all over the sky. Angels all over the sky. So, and it's an open heaven, I'm telling you, right now at this very moment in time. So I, oh my goodness, I admonish you to get your miracle. Get your miracle. Because the heavens is open. There's an angel. There's an angel. I sent Prophet an angel over the top of my house, a big angel, as I was coming down the block. Angels all over, and Harvey all around. As soon as I came out the church to, a little while ago, angels just all over the place in the sky. So get your breakthrough, get your blessing, get your miracle, because miracles are here. And I just thank God that I was able to be a part of it this weekend, and even witness with my own eyes, my very own eyes, our pastor, our leader. Oh, my goodness, God took him to dimensions, just several dimensions at a time, 10 dimensions. He was just going in everywhere. Not that he's not accurate ever, but it was just on. I just see him, God just taking him higher and higher. And I think the banner said higher heights and deeper depths. Mm-hmm. That's what God did. Daddy God did for through our leader. So I just thank God. And even him and Apostle Simmons tag team and Apostle Sandy, the word was a right now word for God's people. And I was just blessed to be in the midst. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all.
Amen. And we bless the Lord for you too, woman of God. Do you all know that the names of the 12 tribes of Israel contain 49 letters? See, I was still going. I had to stop. You know how you start going through? I started breaking down the seven, the 21, and then the 49 had all came together, and then it ends back at the seventh for completion. All of this is prophetic secrets, codes, mystery, all connected to spiritual dimensions in the spirit world. How Peter asked Jesus, how many times did we forgive? He said seven times 70. How many? That's 490 times 49. I'm telling you how all connected to those spiritual realms of things that God is doing and proving. The prayer of our Father includes 49 lead words without containing the word amen at the end. It's powerful. How I'm telling you, it's so much about the power. The center are the seven majors. 21 is the average, 49 is the minor, but only the seven majors one have contained the attention because of their importance in the initiatory process. All of the seven cosmoplans include 49 underplans and seven races, which according to theophases involved on a planetary globe include 49 under races. I'm telling you, it's so much that comes from what we did and shared last night and how we connected Apostle Simmons and his wife, number 777 to 21, connected to 42, the book of Job, 47 chapters, double, and the seven leaders in his lineup, which give us 49 connecting. It's just powerful how God prophetically brought things together for men and women of God. And I'm learning now, saints of God, as we connect more with the eternal things of God, we lose the external things of people and religion. And so what people were calling witchcraft, demonism, it was more mysterious as it relates to the secrets of God revealing his heavenly. He revealing internal body, internal organs, how things operate, how the mystery of the atom connect with the mystery of the cells, and the cells connect with the molecular system. The molecular system connect with the pineal gland. And everything we have is in us instead of out of us. And learning how things are defined by words. There's 86,400 seconds in a day. Sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. per second is larger than 3 baseball field, light and sound, how it moves, and how important understanding rhythm, understanding momentum, understanding how things move in the kingdom of God and how God have us all aligned, even the shofar, the sound of the shofar, the blowing of the shofar, the movement of the shofar, and how important it is to the kingdom of God, and how important it is for the rhythm of a human body's connection, the things that God is doing for us in this season to move us away from institutional religion into the constitution of eternity, to connect us with the things that are in us, in the connection, how we can have a personal relationship with God, speak directly to the angels, and the angels can send them on assignment to project without having to lose ourselves. Walking, being a walking faith in the earth realm for the purpose of the kingdom of God, and watching his power manifest itself for the lives of the people. Your body is a divine messenger. You speak to your body will heal itself. You can regenerate cells and organs and mind and connect to the greatness of God. Some words you hear, we say, people say, "Ooh, you can't say those. Those are more on the witchcraft side." No. If you really understand the word witchcraft, now listen to this, witchcraft. And then you connect to what the word of God said. Rebellion is of a spirit of witchcraft. It's a craft that somebody creates from being rebellious. A rebel, rebellious. So you get witchcraft. What is it? It's a craft. And if you understand the plan of God, you understand how God said it in the word of Jeremiah 1:4, I knew you before I formed you. What they're trying to create for you is to deform you, but God wants to have you in the formula of him. He wants you to be in his formula. Romans 8 and Romans 12:1, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God that we present. Now, there you go. You're presenting yourself, what, a living sacrifice, a living organism, holy, whole and complete, acceptable unto who? God, which is your what? Measuring stick. He meets you right where you are. Your reasonable service. God looks at all of us, and he measures us exactly how he wants. That's like marriage. As a man and woman come together, they most people don't complete each other. They compete. And you have to understand, God measured both of you when he brings you into coming together, and you all become oneness. You come into oneness with each other. And you bring a measurement. He brings a measurement. And then God does what? He weighs it out. He put the weight together between both of you. And based upon your weight, y'all are measured by God. Then he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of the God, you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then he said what? Be not conformed. What you all are doing, you're taking yourself out of being conformed, copying, to be what? Be not conformed, but be you transformed. Y'all creating things together. You're now creating. You ever see men and women of God in their years together, people say they start looking together? No, their DNA from eternity actually brought them together. You see the mirror of appearance of greatness through the love factor of creativity. So they come together. They come together because now they can laugh at what they argued about. They can laugh at what they talked about. They can laugh about what they disagreed about. Because why? Sarah laughed in her latter years because she didn't believe that God can birth out a nation. Now that they came together, they can laugh. Because what they did, they birthed out a nation in their latter years because of the divine connection of their great years. And they can enjoy each other and enjoy the moments, the time, and the amenity. 2 weeks ago, I went to my parents' house, and they were sitting on the couch. My dad, 81, my mom, 75. And they were holding hands, their latter years. They were holding hands, looking just beautiful, 62 years. 62 years, beautiful, together, holding hands together, each other, all of the years of the make to make over together, 62 years, and all of that time. So half of their lives were with each other. And from that union came 10 young ladies and 8 sons from the union of just them two together. And from that union came grandchildren and then great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. I think it was like 7 generations of it. From that union. So it's coming together. So when you look at prophetic acceleration and prophetic dimension, we can understand the power. Oh, somebody's catching it now. I'm prophesying now. Somebody's getting it now, because so many times we waste our years allowing things to interfere with our destiny. So let me put it like that. So many times we waste our ear listening to people who will waste our destiny. You have to be able to understand the power of what God says to you concerning the purpose of your life and the mandate that he has in your life, so that what you can be in the place of the things of God, the power of God. Look at that. You wasted your years in something you shouldn't. If you take the Y out, you wasted your ears and letting somebody control you and leave you abandoned. So you have to understand years have an ear. Heart has an ear. Earth has an ear. And fear has an ear. So you have to connect to whatever your ear connects to. When you learn from your ear, you'll have a better year. If you learn from your heart will have an ear. If you learn from the earth has an ear. If you live in fear, fear has an ear. Fear will control all of the other areas of your ability to hear. So you have to connect yourself to the things that connects itself to sound, frequency, realm, dimension. So in the service, we were all on what? One accord in what? One year in the earth, in the heart of God. Fear could not do anything, so miracles did all things. That's powerful right there. Look at that. That's powerful. I'm not going to be before y'all alone tonight. I'm just sharing the power of what God can do through you. All you have to do is have an ear. Now look at what Revelation said. He that has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Who are the church? You are the church. You're the institution of the church. You're the epitome of the church. So you're the church. You're the power of the church, the glory of the church, and the presence of the church. So thank God for working over us. His presence. Miracles happen. I think, as Prophetess Rice said, it was a strong 7 people listening in. Consistency there. So we were all in the prophetic realm. And when Apostle Harris came in and gave the testimony, the praise report about her house and how she had a house, and she talked about the number 40, and then how she said they broke a record. She said she never saw a house sold in 7 minutes. Look at that. All is connecting to the power of the miraculous presence and glory of God. And how did it start? By restoration destiny, restoration and truth ministry and our connection. And how long we've been together? We've been together 7 years, all into that the place. God knew what he was doing 7 years ago. God had everything planned in place 7 years ago. He had everything set in motion 7 years ago to bring us all to understand the connection. Amen. So I thank God. Anyone else have a praise report of something the Lord did with them, for them, a visitation? I believe, Apostle Simmons and saints of God, that we are actually in a spiritual dimension where men and women of God, if they don't let their emotion interrupt their in motion, they will flow in a prophetic dimension where God will release to them whatever they need, whatever they desire, whatever their hearts desire in this hour, season, dispensation. I was sharing with many of the men and women of God that I know, and even some of my colleagues in ministry, you have to know that the pandemic, in the world called pandemic, was my opportunity. I seized the moment during this time because I understood that in the darkest of the darkest time, the greatest of the greatest light is birthed from this place. In the darkest of the darkest time, we are the light of the world. We, when it's dark, we can't be dark in the darkness. We got to be the light in the darkness. We have to be that. We have to be that light for many people in the midst of it. If you did what you did today, 15 years ago, it would have been probably too soon. If you did what you did now, 10 years down the road, your sound, it probably will be too late. So when God creates what we call a kairos, he does, the kairos of God is so powerful of how he does things from the kairos. He opens us up to be able to tap into the right now of our life, the right moment, the right setting, the right timetable, the right cycle. The kairos of God, the exact timetable of God for the right now of the life of his people, so that we can walk in the present under an open heaven. We can breathe in his presence and know that his presence is the fullness of what joy is in there. And we can have what we need. We can call what we need. We can speak what we need. We can receive what we need. And we can believe and know that it shall be done because of the presence and the glory and the power of God's hand on the life of his people. It's just your strength and your ability to know and to understand. Amen. It's the powerful. It's the power of God. It's just so great how God would do things in his word when it comes to the relationship with the people and the saints of God. And that's what makes me really excited about the glory cloud, walking in the cloud, walking in his presence and experiencing the great things of the kingdom of God and the presence of the kingdom of God. Even with the seven letters, that the envelopes that the Lord gave to me to pass out to those seven leaders, I asked the Lord, put them in the right hand of the right people. Let them be the exact letter. So it makes no difference where they were looking at it, touching the letter. They were going to pull out the exact letter for their lives. Man, I remember, I had to laugh a little bit, because one of the letters that I pulled out, I think it was Elder White. Man, I don't know where that one came, what the word the Lord gave me for that one. I just opened my mouth and said, and the Lord said something about the dog. What is a dog? It's like and I mean, it just was prophetic. It was just really prophetic how he spoke directly to the spiritual dimensions of the lives of his people. Amen. That's for all of you tonight. That's right now for your life. That's right now for your life, man. That's right now for your life, woman of God. It's right now for those who are watching. And not only is right now, it's a training ground for you to pick up and know the sound and the frequency of what God is doing. Amen. All right, anyone else?
Yes, God bless you, Apostle.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I just wanted to say one word. Can you hear me? Okay. I did want to mention about the seven letters that you gave us yesterday. And one of the amazing things is Apostle Harris we were talking right before service, and she said, woman of God, she was talking about my dress. She said, it reminds me of Joseph's coat. And she said, woman of God, get ready for the new season. So for me to get that letter, and to get the letter from you, and it actually says new season, or about the new season, I was totally blown away by what that, I know that that was God altogether. And then the second thing is, today I called my mortgage company.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Okay, no, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead. Okay. I was listening, because I remember I was saying to you that there's, in the next 7 days, God's going to reveal something to you that's going to help you make a choice or a decision. I'm reminded of that. I said between now and the next 7 days, God's going to show you something. He's going to reveal something to you. But go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yes, sir. And then the other thing, something that happened today, I called my mortgage company, and because I got a letter from them about a payment. And I was just like, okay, this doesn't sound right. So then the person on the line, they said, well, Patrice, just to let you know, you were all caught up from the time that this set on the document all the way up until now. And I said, well, thank God for that, because I didn't have to worry about making any phone calls or going anywhere to try to figure out how this came to, you know, why I wasn't taken care of. And so I just give God praise for that, because I've been out of work, but God has been providing for me ever since then, ever since I've been out of work. So I'm not lacking in anything. But to know that my mortgage has been paid up until this month, and all they need is the next few payments, you know, will be taken care of through an organization that's helping me. I just thank the Lord for what he is doing in my life, and I don't have to worry about that. So I just want to give God praise for that, because that was one of the things that I was worried about, how this was going to be taken care of. But God did it, and it was three months passed, and God took care of that just for me. And I got the phone, and when I called the mortgage company, they told me, and that mortgage company is right in Chicago. So I'm like, what? God, you're awesome. So I thank you for what he's doing in my life. And so God bless you. I just had to share that with you as well, that happened on today.
Amen. God, thank you. We are excited and honoring the Lord for the word believe. Only if you only believe. That's all it says. If you only believe. That's all he needs. He needs somebody to believe. If you only believe, that's all it takes. One, to only believe. If you only believe, God will do it. He's going to hasten his word to perform it. He just needs you to believe. He just needs you to believe. If you believe, it's done. And when you touch and agree with someone and ask anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. And that one is only 1,000, but that two is 10,000. Just to believe. Amen. Thank you for that praise report, and more to come.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Bless you too. And I believe. Come on in.
Hey, Prophet. My sister. My sister reminded us on yesterday. Yesterday being the 6th, but when you look at today's date, it's the 7th. So that seven go again on today. That's why you're still in that prophetic vein, that prophetic flow, because today is the 7th.
Wow! Look at that. See, and I just couldn't shake it. I was even after we all ate and went to our separate places. I was in the hotel room, and I was just sitting there quietly, basking in his presence. And as I was basking in his presence, I began to see so many powerful things that the Lord was doing before they were happening. He was taking me to different places in the spirit realm. And he was showing me places before I would arrive there. And even the scriptures that we shared on yesterday, we talked from those scriptures that the Lord has given us. When the new you would scare you, but scar them, and how the presence of God is so heavy on the men and women of God that are walking in his presence and after his will. It is so powerful to really understand Isaiah 43 and 18, then Isaiah 53 and 1 through 5, Corinthians 2nd chapter 8 and 9, and Peter 5 and 10. Because I constantly threw that Peter 5 and 10 up there for the people to really grab it. Grab it. When the prince of the hair said, had we knew who the Lord of glory was, we would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, now notice now, it's before time. As it is written, it's already done. I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into what? The heart, ear of man, the thing for which God had for them that what? Who love him. It's a powerful time that we understand the greatness of who we are in the kingdom. Who we are in the kingdom. And our power and our position in the kingdom of God. And what we are to God in all these areas of our life. I'm telling you. It's a powerful task. Is what he said in that verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, that's internal glory, Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a little while. After you have suffered, no, let me take away the scripture. After you have suffered a while, there it is, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So pain don't last always. Problems don't last always. Trouble don't last always. Because what? You have went through the suffering. We have went through the pain. We went through the agony. We went through the trauma. We went through the frustration. We passed the coronavirus. We came out of the COVID-19. We came past the pandemic. We passed the pandemic. We survived all of those things that were thrown into what? Airborne. Because we control airspace. We control a spiritual realm. We were able to breathe in a season when people didn't know how to breathe properly. We knew how to breathe in a season when people didn't want to even breathe. We were able to breathe in a season when people didn't understand what breath was about. It was all of the fear factors was trying to intimidate all of the prophetic presence of God in men and women of God. And so demonic spirits, the word is admosia. This is an agitation spirit, a spirit of agitation, ancient demonic spirit, a demon called admosia. These ancient demons agitate, irritate you. What they do is you sit by a TV and you watch a TV and you stay there long enough, and what the TV do, you'll disagree, but if you keep watching, you'll finally get in your ear and you say, well, I guess they're right, because what they did, they agitated the organs in your body to break you down to come into agreement with it. And what it does, the sound kept coming about. The sound kept saying. It kept throwing you up false numbers, false statistics. Think about this. Center for Disease Control. Let me break it down. Center for Demon Control. World Health Organization. World Hell Organization. See how the acronym is? Everything was perpetuated to throw the fear over human life. Coming into understanding why did they give you corona? Corona means crown. Why did they sell you coronavirus? They already gave you the beer corona. Was established in 1925 in Belgium, Corona, the beer. Then in 1997, they gave you the city of Corona, California. So they gave you the beer to drink. They gave you the city to live in. Then what they did, then they moved to the next level to give you the what? Give you the disease. They prepared you by giving you a spiritual ability to drink it, a spiritual ability to what? Live in it. Then they gave you the spiritual ability to what? To believe that it is a disease. Well, if that's the case, you should have never drunk Corona beer. You should have never lived in Corona, California. Why? Because they wanted to move you from the corona of your brain, the gene of the crown that carries the gene of the genius in you, the molecular system of the organ that carries the geniuses in you, all the way down to every part of the substratum of who you are, your thinking, your ability, the light inside you, the genius inside you, to the neurons in you, the neurological part of you, the brain. And then after the 3-year period was over, they had prepared the king, Charles, to have a coronation, means sovereignty. He will be the sovereign ruler over the nation. Why? Because it was all set up, and they did it on the 5th month and the 6th day at 6 a.m. in the morning. So they all prepared human lives to come under subjection to the authority of what? These orders that was given. And sent out, and signals that were sent out. Now we come and change the dynamics and bring everything into prophetic alignment by understanding the spiritual dimensions of the spirit world and how things are done exactly to the detail and the plan for which God has it. But the ones who already ate of the what? Adam, there it is. Eight of the tree. Now they have to deal with the consequences of what they ate through that frequency of the Adam, the gene that carries the cells in the system. But those who follow prophetically the presence of God know that you're going to be connected in 25, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Everything is coming out now. Everything that they sold us is coming out. Every lie that they told us is coming to the surface. Every lie that they shared with us is coming to the surface. But the United States Congress made an agreement that even though these things are happening, you can't sue them under that, whatever that meant, law that they made, because they knew what they was doing. They know what they were doing, and they bought it into it and sold the people. But there were billionaires made through the corona, through the pandemic. It was more people, more millionaires made through the pandemic than any time in the history of the United States, of America, the history of the world. So that tells you, that tells me that the pandemic was an opportunity. The pandemic then was an opportunity. All right. So I thank God for the Lord allowing us to break code, tap into the vault, bring people out of the drama, out of the what we call the television, the teleport of the system to understand who they are in the kingdom. All right, y'all was blessed today. All right, we're not going to end because I know sometimes I can keep giving, I can throw more knowledge out, throw, and you gotta get some of them. Yeah. Transcend, to rise, go beyond, to exceed, to transcend of the limits of your thought. You can think anything you want, and it can happen by moving above and beyond. When those pigs came to Jesus, when he was in a city, when those demons came, saw Jesus, they said, "You come to torment us too soon." So you can tell when the power that you can have when you can actually connect with demons and you can talk to them and you can tell them where to go. That's being able to transcend into a spiritual dimension, and they know you. You can tell you're the spiritual dimension, Apostle Simmons, when you can actually see a demon and runs and hides so you won't see him. You turned around in your living room, he was there, he took out running behind him. He went behind the wall, and then you go back and look, and you don't even see him because he disappeared, but you see him. So that means your ability to catch their movement is so great in the kingdom of God. You can see them. When you can actually see an angel moving, you can actually see an angel flowing. That's a powerful spiritual dimension you're in. And then everybody around you say, "I don't see what you see," because you're not in that spiritual dimension. You're not at that place. I like to see what you need to see. Stop gossiping. Stop lying. Stop living all kinds of lifestyle. Tap in. Get in his presence. Lay before him. Open up your thoughts and your mind to the kingdom of God. And he'll reveal many things to you. Amen. Anyone else tonight that have a praise report or something they would like to say? Bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. It is so. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet. God bless you. And
God bless you, woman of God, on tonight. Denise Butler.
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you have to tell us tonight, woman of God? I don't have to give you no spanking tonight, do I?
No, sir.
Okay.
It lines up what I want to share lines up with what you're saying right now. It's just so amazing. I'm just shocked. I'm like, wow, God, what you doing? But I'll just share it quickly. Before I went to bed last night, he told me to focus on the promises and the prophetic words he has given me and for me to line my mind, my thoughts up with what God has already said to me. And it's amazing. And so I said, okay. And I could feel the change. So when I woke up in his presence. I hadn't prayed or anything. I just woke up feeling him all over me. I'm like, wow, God, what's going on? And I heard.
Bless the Lord for that.
Amen. I heard him say breakthrough, miracles, signs, and wonders. And in other words, whatever you want right now, just pray. Just the heavens are open. And I said, wow. And so that stayed upon me all day long. I said, wow, I never felt like that. Or I haven't felt like that in a long time. So that's why I said I'm in line with where you are, what you're saying. And I hear God, and I thank God for even the opportunity to share this on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Well, I really would love when you align that if you're on church on Sunday and being on church on Sunday and then and coming on a conference line on a Monday night. Aligning means you have to be at church on Sundays so you can be in the Word of God. So when you come on Monday night, we can say, thank God you were at church on Sunday. Amen. Bless the Lord for you.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for you. All right. Well, thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you on tonight sharing that. with us and thanking God for that. Amen. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Hallelujah. Y'all stop laughing in the background. Stop be laughing at Pastor. Hallelujah. All right. Anyone else?
Yes. Unless you again, Pastor. I was thinking about today and how, even Alex, how you just said the pain and the suffering and the trauma. And I was thinking about how I went through all of that almost 5 years ago. And today, it just dawned on me that I know I had to get a miracle in that service because you watched me walk through that airport.
Yes,
and after ordering the wheelchair, I normally take the wheelchair service. Everybody knows that. And I walked. A wheelchair was ordered, but I walked into Midway Chicago Airport to the car. And I know God is touching my body. I know that I got my miracle. Amen.
Amen. Powerful. Amen of God. You have to be in the atmosphere of a miracle, to be in that atmosphere, to watch what the Lord is doing. Thank you, Restoration Truth Ministry 7-year celebration. We thank God for you all, and we thank God for the divine connection that the Lord brought us into. And we give God praise and glory and honor for being in your presence there. And the great and mighty thing the Lord did, we were able to see everyone once again, Mother, there. We got to see all of the great kingdom leaders of the church there in the region. One of the other women of God who got a miracle for her family. God really did a powerful thing. And even Tracy Pollard gave her a prophetic word concerning what was going on in her body. It's powerful. That was good. Thank you, Prophetess Pollard, as well for your obedience and your sensitivity to release the word on yesterday. And thank God for Apostle Sandy, for her apostolic oil and her ability to share. She didn't even go to her notes because the Spirit was always on her so heavy. And that's how powerful the Lord was moving. All right. Well, thank you, God. I bless the Lord for you on tonight. I'm thanking God for what the Lord is doing, and we appreciate each and every one of you all for joining us on tonight and connecting with us. It is such a powerful presence. And all of you all, thank you for all that you do, partnering with us, connecting with us, building with us. If you just knew the challenges of doing what we do. We're dealing with all of the different personalities of people. To deal the kingdom of God, deal here, and doing what we do. I bless the Lord. There's a song by the Whinings. Millions didn't make it, but I and you were one of the ones that did. So I thank God for the saints of God on today and those who have remained steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the word of the Lord God. Amen. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial. Thanks to God. And I tell you, we'll be right back. If you're on the blog side over there and you have a question or comment for us, we'll give you an opportunity.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet LaRon Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
All right, we'll be back. Thank God for the saints and those of you who are listening in on tonight. I always love our first and third Monday night because we teach on some of them. We have the open forum and ask questions. Then we recap on some of the important things that the Lord is doing. And we just allow his will to be done. And it's also a great opportunity for us to open up the line for people who have questions and comments, or someone who have a prayer request or a petition or something that God may release to them, where we can give them an answer and give them an explanation to it. And so that's why I thank God for the ability and the strength to be able to do what we do, to minister to the needs and to the concerns of God's people around the world. You don't necessarily have to be in our ministry or connected to us. You just have to have a heart and a passion to want more and to want to seek for more and need answers to things. And that's the heart of ministry, and that's the kingdom of God. So we thank God for those of you who are willing to ask questions and get an answer that will benefit them for a lifetime concerning their life, their walk in the ministry, and their destiny unto that. All right. Well, I thank God for you. All thanks to God. Join us as we share the word of God. The streaming live. You can watch us on Facebook as well. Share the word of God and blessing God's people. All right, Apostle Simmons, do you have any final words over there, man of God? And anyone else have any final words that they would like to share before we end?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Prophet, I believe it's right in the vein and the flow, and I believe this will encourage a lot of people that's listening in tonight. You said something powerful about dealing with the inner, because many people have been so much focused on the outer, and I think that's has caused so many people to be challenged in so many areas of their lives. You know, God revealed something to me coming into this year. 2023 is a powerful year. It's a prophetic year, and a lot of people might be going through this and going through that, but if you really understand it prophetically, and even in what we're about to experience going into, like if you've been calling it out, in 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028. But 2023, God revealed this to me coming into this year. When you look at the numbers, 2023, you still get 7. And God said he's going to complete whatever we're believing him for. He's going to complete it. Now, he took me to Philippians 1 and 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, he that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is still always in performing mode. So even when you look at Philippians 1 and 6, prophet, you get 1, 6, you still get 7. God said he's going to complete it. But it's confident, being confident in God. We have to be confident in God, not in the things of the world, not in people. And Apostle Sandy brought something out powerful on yesterday morning as well, talking about the garment change. Now, you heard when God spoke through me to release to the people, it's about the posture change. And I think you've been sharing it too, Prophet. It's about the posture change. When the posture change takes place for our lives as believers, then it positions us, and you just got finished talking about the transcending of our thought, in so many words, dealing with the inner us, the inner, because so many people focus on the outer to us. Then it puts us in a place of what I call deception, illusion and delusion. Instead of us coming and dealing with the inner, having that place in the and when we get the posture changed, we'll position ourselves in prayer. We'll position ourselves in fasting. We'll position ourselves in God's word. We'll position ourselves in touching and agreeing with our brothers and sisters in the kingdom. When we do that, God will perform his word, because the word ain't going back to him void. So he uses us to allow the word. Because you just said something powerful a few minutes ago. You say we can even think something, and it will manifest. I go back to Ephesians 3 and 20. If we think it, I was thinking, man, how just not long ago, I was just thinking about some things and I petitioned God. Just thinking. I ain't had to open my mouth up and it manifested. Just thinking. So when we think it and when we're in alignment with God because we took a posture change and we position ourselves before God, man, he said, I keep reminding our local church, man, he said, we got 5 months. 5 months in this year to get it. 5 months. What have you believed in God for? You believe in God for a husband. You believe in God for a wife. You believe in God for a house. You believe in God for a car. You believe in God for an increase. You believe in God for abundance. You believe in God for overflow. You believe in God for your children saved. You believe in God for a miracle, healing in your body. He said he will perform it. I know it, prophet. I know you know it. Many other prophetic people know it.
Absolutely.
And I know that God is speaking to many people on the level of faith that they're on, but you got to take God at his word. When we take God at his word, Philippians 1 and 6, you got to be confident knowing that he said he's going to perform it. He's going to bring it to pass. And I see it in manifestation, prophet, the manifestation.
Yeah.
While there's a recession, while there's setbacks, God is still blessing his children. He's blessing his
children.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. Good. That's good right there. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. That's powerful, man. I'm with you on I'm with you 1,000,000% inside. But some of you grab that for yourself and run with that one. Hallelujah. All right. Anyone else tonight? Right. Well, thank God for each and every one of you all on tonight, and thanking God for the word that was released and the presence of the word that came alive on this day. And we certainly give God all the praise, the glory, and honor for each and every one of you on tonight. Continue to follow us if you want a copy of the word of God that was shared on tonight. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. That's our blog site, blogtalkradio.com. /Prophet Laurent Matthews, blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Laurent Matthews for a copy of it. It's available for you in its entirety. You can go over there and be blessed with it. It shall be a blessing for you and a life-changing word for your life on tonight. So let it be a blessing to you. If you desire to sow a seed into the ministry and make a donation, you can do that as well. You can do that as well by going to sowing a seed and make a donation by going to Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. Do it via Zelle. Zelle, and we restore you the letter U in the alphabet at yahoo.com. We restore you the letter U at yahoo.com and be a blessing there as well. We thank God for you. Or you can go to our website at we restore you the letter U.org. If we restore you the letter U.org and be a blessing as well. If you want to do it via mailing it to us, you can mail it to 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. 231 East 146th Street, city of Harvey, Illinois. And we're looking forward to all of you who have been a blessing, thanking God for you and being a blessing to you back as well. Thank God for, once again, this awesome night and the men and women of God for all that you're doing. All right, real quickly, I want to make two announcements. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry will be having our first job fair at our church. That will be August the 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. job fair. So if you're looking for a job opportunity to work, you want to be here for the job fair at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. It's a job fair. So if you're looking for a job, there will be employers. If you're an employer who looking to hire, call us. We would love for you to have a booth out here to present your business and share with the people what you have and job opportunities. So be here that day. Then on Saturday, it's the back to school celebration and our gospel fest. I need the name of it, but that's what we're going to have. It's going to be awesome at from 11 till 5 p.m. 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have food. We're going to have the bouncy, bring the kids out. We're gonna have possibly the Jesse White tumblers. We're gonna have praise and worship. We're gonna be giving away giveaways. We're gonna have kids back to school supplies. Join us on that day, Saturday, August the 26th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be epic. It doesn't cost you anything to come and enjoy. We will be praying for people, ministering to people, having a powerful worship experience with the people. Come out and enjoy the glory of the Lord in the presence of the Lord right outside in our parking lot right here. And it was going to be a blessing to me. Looking to see you here for these two awesome events that we're going to have. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. All right, saints, bless you all today. Thank you so much for allowing me once again to minister to you all and connect with you all and all the great things. Restoration Destiny Center, we bless the Lord for you all as well there. We're looking to see you guys this week for a powerful time in the Lord. All right, Administrator Rita, yes, come on in.
Yes, sir. Man of God, the Lord's given me a word for Prophetess Tina. Is she still on? I believe Tina.
Prophetess Tina Rice, are you on Woman of God?
Yes, sir. I was unmuting my button.
All right.
All right.
Woman of God, while the man of God was just sharing, you dropped in my spirit, and I heard the Lord say, it's almost like I saw it in the realm of the spirit, and then I heard what the Lord said. He said the dots are being connected. Check this out now. The dots are being connected because I can see the dots in the realm of the spirit. And as the dots are being connected, God said he's bringing everything full circle of what you're believing in for. He's going to grant you the desires of your heart, woman of God, and he's giving you access. Now, look at this now, because God always deals with me an acronym when it comes to words. Dots. Look at dots. He says destiny over. Ironic now, prophet, that y'all have destiny. What is it? Restoration Destiny Center?
Destiny. Yeah, but go ahead. You said it. Your phone went dead for a minute. Go ahead. Say it again.
Okay. Dots. I see dots connecting in the spirit. The Lord say, follow the dots, woman of God. If you follow the dots, he's bringing everything full circle. He's going to grant you the desires of your heart. He's giving you access because you're trusting him and you're delighting yourself in him. Now, I said, God deal with me when it comes to words, dealing with acronyms. I said, look at the word dot. And he gave me the acronym for dot, the prophetic. Over trials, whatever trial you have gone through, been through, whether from the past or what you're even dealing with now, trials, because it got S on it, because there have been many. So, woman of God, God is taking you into your destiny. Just follow the dots. It's not ironic that the ministry there, prophet, that y'all have, the vision, destiny, what is it, Restoration Destiny Center. Look at the dots. Connect the dots. God is allowing the dots to come together. Woman of God, just follow the dots. God's bringing it full circle. Watch it. Before this year is out, you're going to see everything that you believe in God for to manifest. Watch, says the Lord. Watch.
I received that word. You dead on. And that's all I'm going to say. I received the word. Thank you so much for the obedience.
Amen. Well, the prophetic didn't lose. Who's next? I know we got a lot of powerful prophetic folk sitting in the line, sitting in the cup. What is the Lord saying? Amen.
This is even the word, prophet, for Sister Denise. I hear the Lord say, I hear one word, submission. When you come under submission, woman of God, to the Spirit of God, to the vision of the man of God, woman of God, that's when you will emerge. Submission. When you submit to God, totally, fully, when you submit to God, submit to the vision, submit to the man of God, to his leadership, that's when you will emerge in the realm of the Spirit, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Submission, submission, submit. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sometimes we think we're submitting, we're really not. Reason why a lot of people cannot emerge because they're not submitting. You have to go down. When we say down, that's humbling yourself down on your knee, down in the realm of the spirit, that God will allow you to emerge. Because anything that goes submerged, it goes down, then it comes up. Prophet, I think you brought it out even in the scripture concerning 1 Peter 5 and 6. As we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that's going down, then he will exalt us. Emerge us, we come up. How many people can't come up because they will not, they will not submerge or submit. That's why a lot of people from the religious world, traditional aspect when it comes to church, they'll take and go and submerge in water, but never submit their soul, never submit their flesh. They do the outward appearance of going down in the water, but still come up living the same old life. Thank you, Father. So we got to submit unto God. And whatever leadership we're under, we have to submit to that leadership and to that vision. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You on it, man of God.
Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Administrator Bryant, woman of God, if you're still on, my God, God, man, I keep seeing your face. It's almost like your face is about to go on a billboard, woman of God.
My God.
Somebody been watching you. Your face is about to go up on a billboard. Amen. Your region's going to know who you are.
Jesus. I receive it, man.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. See your reward's coming from God. Man, he going to touch man's heart. I know why they're doing it. To bless you. God. And many people will mock you. Many people will say you are, oh, God. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My God, my God, just through your servanthood, God already seen your labor love, woman of God, is not in vain.
My God.
Hallelujah. It's almost like God just showed me again, prophet, how he took Joseph from the pit and took him to the palace. And when he took him from the palace, hey, my God. Woman of God, all I'm going to say is I'm excited for you.
I receive it.
Yeah.
I receive it, man of God. My God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Millions on top of millions. I know it sounds crazy to people, man, but I know what I hear. I know what I see. I know what God is revealing. And you know what? And a lot of the God is coming from wealthy people. And when the wealth portal, they're opening up for you, woman of God, even you going to get money from government, ain't got paid back.
Say it again, prophet of the Lord. Prophet of the Lord.
Even you going to get money from government and you ain't going to have to pay it back.
Now, Mr. Bragg, you about to take off running down the street with me?
Yes, sir.
She just checked me and said, check me. We about both taking off running down the street from Illinois and Alabama.
Oh, God.
You know you done heard from God, prophet of the Lord.
My God, my God.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're in a prophetic vein now.
Lord.
We ain't ready to lead the conference line, thanks, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
We're in a prophetic vein.
See, prophet, the heavens is open, man. People just got to tap into it.
My God.
That's it?
Yeah. Pastor, can I release a word to Apostle Simmons and Prophet Simmons?
Yeah. I think he's releasing a word right now, but y'all can all, if
I'm
y'all
sorry.
Want to hit it. Yeah. Go ahead, Prophet.
Yeah, yesterday when I was looking at the live feed and seeing the celebration, God showed me that the ministry is not just a one-to ministry. It's multicultural and bilingual and sign language. You will need all three of these things where God is taking you to, because a lot of people ignore the deaf, and when they come in, although they may not be able to hear the sound, they will be able to feel the sound. So there will be an interpreter that does sign language. And the reason why he showed me that is because of your spiritual mother and your spiritual father are from two different backgrounds. And their spirits come together, will burst out that multicultural ministry that's developing up under you both. God bless you.
Woman of God, you heard from the Lord. That was in my spirit on today. I said, God just don't want to just meet our people, double facet, the multicultural of people. Because, you know, when we're in the kingdom, God don't see color. Look at souls. Woman of God, I know that you heard from the Lord. Do it, God. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. We receive it. Hallelujah. Papa, you still there?
Yes, sir, man of God. I just muted my line because I'm in the background shouting what you said about Ruth and Brian. I'm in the background. Because I was just ready to release the word to your wife, but the woman of God came in. That's why I thought she was done. But go ahead. Come on. We I told you we're in the prophetic vein, so go ahead. And come on. I mean, we're in that vein. I'm just in the vein right now. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. It's open. Heaven is open, man. It's open.
It's open right now.
I believe you went over the revelation. You said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We get it mixed up because...
Yeah.
We look at the buildings and not us as being the building. So we're open.
Yes.
The vault, I think I heard you say it earlier, the vault is open. All we got to do
is
tap in.
Is.
And God been telling us, I set before the open doors, go in. We just got to go in, tap into where he's at. So he can reveal the secrets and the mysteries to us so we can grab it in the natural, whatever it is, the tangible stuff. Now, you know, I have learned this, prophet, the tangible stuff is temporary stuff. And that's why my baby leaped again when you were talking about the eternal stuff, because the eternal stuff is in us. When we tap into that, that's when we are recognized that the thing that we possess in the natural, man, we ain't even that don't really get catch us up. But when you get caught up in the realm of the spirit to the things of God, then you realize the thing that he said now you can possess, just like he's doing it for Dr. Bryant. She possesses it because now her name is going to be known in the region. Government don't know her name. They got to release that money to her. They got to release the finances, the flow for those things that she's been believing you God for to manifest in the earth realm to bless other people's lives. Watch. It's, man, Dr. Bryant, before this year out, woman of God, I told you I saw that facility.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you already started pursuing it.
Yes, sir, we have. It's
coming in play. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. My shikara, your name is in the winds of God. How, amen, I know in the realm of the spirit how your name, how your face is going to be put on that billboard. Don't advertise, not only advertise your life, but it's advertising the kingdom of God because you represent the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Open doors,
Hallelujah.
Woman of God. You wanted to open heaven. Get it. Like I tell the people, get it.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. It's awesome. It is. Thank you, Lord.
And
you know,
prophet, I heard the Lord say, the Lord say, man of God, he said, just as the woman of God said on yesterday morning, just possess the keys, man of God. The house is yours.
Hallelujah. I totally received that. Wow.
Professional help, too, man. He's sending the professional help. I mean professional help. Somebody that understands strategies, understand how to deal with the people where they're at. He's sending the professional help.
Hallelujah. I receive that now. Amen. Thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive that. Amen. And this is the word for Prophetess Tracy Pollard. I just hear for you, woman of God, the Lord said, there's getting ready to be a major door open for you. And it's like something that will owe to you. It's like you're going to receive a phone call or something will be a phone call or something going to come in the mail. Something that was held up is getting ready to manifest itself. Something major God is doing for you. It's major that the Lord is doing for you. Look for it, and it's gonna be sooner than you think, a woman of God, because of your commitment and your dedication. Your sound had came before the Lord, and He heard your petition. That's why you were talking about you saw the angels around your house. God is responding to your faithfulness in your loyalty. He's responding to that, and you're going to begin to see major things work in your favor. Amen. It's manifesting, and you will see it, and you're going to know it's God's hand. Not that you're not going to know it, but your faithfulness is going to prove to your critics God's hand is in it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to write that down because I had a little spice to it. Your faithfulness is going to prove to your critics God's hand is in it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I was on mute, but I said I received that word, Pastor. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you, God, today. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, prophet, pastor, teacher, and friend. And to Apostle Simmons, Administrator Brian, all the kingdom on the phone. If I may, Prophet, just piggyback a little bit off of what Apostle Simmons was saying about being baptized earlier today when I was studying for my teaching for the fourth Monday. That's what God was revealing to me how, yeah, we got baptized when we first came into the Lord, you know, to submerge the old man to the new. And God was saying we need to be baptized again from this system of the world on just Christianity and to the kingdom. We need another baptism because our mindset is set in the system of this world, and kingdom is not a system or just a terminology, but it is a dimension and the mindset of where we live, you know, of where we really are to be living at, thinking at, breathing at, eating at. And God was showing me where, when you're talking about transcending, this is a realm of where we live. You know, this is a transcending, but if your mind is still in the system of the world, that's why we got to get baptized to merge in order to transcend. It got to go under and die to be able to come into the newness of the kingdom, because not so much that the kingdom is new, but we're new to it because we've always lived under a system world, which is why he had me teaching and using the matrix, you know, as an example, because that's what we are. We are of the system. And once our mindset leaves that thought process, we will begin to have the access that we've always had, but we never tapped into it. And this is where we're living. And when we're getting prophetic words and miracle signs and wonders, they're not just one-hit wonders. This is a way of life, and we live on a realm of influence, wealth, power, and authority taken from Genesis 1 and 26. And then when we're looking at how Oprah lived and all of that, no, they was able to tap into the frequency of wealth, but the way that we're connected into the body of Christ, we never have to come out of it. We will never lose it because we live in
that's
it.
Good, right there.
It's a matter of the attraction of wealth coming to us because of the portals that we live in. And God was saying it is such a necessity, you know, to keep the shofar, you know, as the apostle was saying yesterday, when Providence Tracy blew to the four corners, we are opening up portals. You know what I mean? This is not just an avenue of looking like we've something special. No, this is a way of open doors. And so many of us is still stuck at the door. You know, we say faith is the key. What is that? Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. But once faith unlocks the door, we keep standing at the door. We die at the door. But the door is open for us to walk in, but we get scared and we come to the spirit of limitations and we won't go all the way in. And that's why it's so important that when we blow the shofar, hey, we open it up a dimension for us to walk in. It's a creativity of the blessings of God. But if our mindset is not there, we're just going to look like we're blowing doing some type of ritual. But people don't understand when we blow, the portal is open and come on, tap in and get what you want. You might not see the open heaven, but by faith, it's there. But if you don't tap into it, then you're going to die at the door. That's all I'm going to say.
Hallelujah. That's powerful. That's powerful. Don't die at the door. Go in. Hallelujah. And I think, I'm going to say I know, for some who were there yesterday, I'm not saying they died, but they were at the door. Those who received was able to enter in to that spiritual dimension. The one who had the daughter who did the nails and the feet, her daughter received a powerful word from the Lord. God really moved over her life. What is the young lady name? Apostle Simmons. God really opened. Shanara, yeah. God opened up a whole entire realm for her. If she run into that realm, man, my God, she could fund the whole church with what God has spoken over her prophetically with what's in her. Yeah. Yes, this is Sabrina's daughter. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And the Lord spoke to her proper, almost like the same words on last Sunday. Come right back. You release, God used you to release it to her again. And if she really tap into it, she's walking in it. Because the Lord told her she had several business different locations. Wow. And that would open the door for her millionaire status. The Lord already said.
Yeah.
Right back to release.
Look
again.
At that.
Oh, my shit. My Kodama. You Kodama. Marshall was speaking, man of God. The Lord, man, he just was downloading, man, more into me, prophetic concerning you. Man, you know what the Lord said? He said that what wasn't fair to you, oh, Shakaraba, he said what wasn't fair to you is about taking care of your fair. My God, my God. What wasn't fair to you is about to take care of your fair. Your fair. Prophet, you about to take flight to many places, man of God. And what wasn't fair to you, what people said, what people done, it wasn't fair. F-A-I-R. But God is about to take care of your fair, F-A-R-E, man. Oh, God, help us. And your enemy, you can go ahead and tell them, amen. Farewell, goodbye. Hey, glory. Shout out to God. My God, yes, God. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, God, but tell them farewell, goodbye.
Oh, glory. Mm-hmm. Farewell, goodbye. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It is so. My God, this is true.
And I just heard what he said about the fair, F-A-R-E, favor arriving, restoring. Favor arriving, restoring. All what wasn't fair, it spent your wages is getting ready to be paid. You hear me? All of it is getting ready to be paid. Fully funded. Fully funded. Fully funded. Favor is funded. You hear me? Restoring the assets of what you lost. Do you hear me? You're not going to have to do nothing but position your already. People is waiting to fund you. Through the favor of God, restore the assets of what you lost. Do you hear me? Wages. Uh-huh. Wages for the time that you put in with God. Wages is already being paid. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Doctor. And it's almost like prophet.
Yes, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it's almost like I saw you in the realm of the spirit, man of God. It's like what wasn't fair to you. It's like you caught it for the ball or basketball. You caught it and you threw it to God. And when you threw it to God, that's when he said, man, just what the woman of God just said.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the word. Thank you, Lord. I received that. That is from the Lord. My God. Yes, Lord. It is so. Well, it is. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hear it? But now. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is
for Evangelist Marshall. Prophet, while you were just praising God, man, it's almost like I saw these numbers literally, and I know that many people have been seeing them, and we've been talking about it. Woman of God, I see 911. By September the 11th, God, you're going to see miracles on miracles. And it's not by accident that you even working at this facility because it's a 911. Woman of God, watch God. By September 11th, see the hand of God move, woman of God, for your life. Watch. I see the number so clearly, 911, emergency, that God is going to move for you quickly, suddenly. Watch.
Lord, I receive it. And, you know, last night when I was at work, I just kept, we considered global medical. But this is what I was seeing. Last night at work, after I had seen y'all service, Apostle Simmons, you know, we're living, this is, when you say global, and I see where they got these red pings, you know, to show everywhere we are globally in this job. And God was showing me, and I just figured it was for me. I wasn't going to share it, but what God was showing me was all them red kings, you know, like the towers, and you were talking about 5G. All of this was coming to me. The centers, these are our restoration centers. We are global. We are global. And it's like, and it was a proven fact yesterday how none of us talk to each other on the phone. But yet we living in this dimension that we are on one accord. And when we come together, we're sharing the same thing, thinking the same thing. See, that's that mind of God, that oneness in the spirit. And that's what God was showing me. Even when you was talking to Administrator Bryant with what she does and doing, we are all going to be strategically placed globally. And that these red teams that I saw to show where we are, the tower is the tower of God, but the red teams is where we are tuned in into the spirit. And only the people that is in this dimension, we are going to be able to pick it up. God was showing me how the intercessors are beginning to strategically be placed globally. And that when we get in this realm, we all are going to be able to pick each other up in the realm of the spirit. And this is where the access and the acceleration and the momentum is going to go so fast. And this is what we got to be careful, how we're thinking. And that's why God got me in silence. He said, because I've given you access with your mouth, and that's why how you once spoke and the words that you once used, you can't do it anymore because the access that I have been giving you can cause detriment to the body of Christ. And so these red tower ping 5G spirit thing that we're picking up, we are coming into that oneness and momentum of God, and when it looks like the world is falling apart, the kingdom of God is coming together, and we're going to be able to exchange and have things globally. Why? Because the government is now putting it back into the hands of the saints of God because, hey, it's too much for them.
Yes.
But God say it's just right for him. Too much for them, but just right for him.
Right.
So God is getting ready to put everything that the government had that they funded, they're going to fund us for the kingdom. So that's why the money is being exchanged, because it's coming back. Why? To the rightful owner, because the government shouldn't have never had Medicaid or none of that. It was all for the people of God, and that's what these pings and global is. We all being strategically placed. That's why we're connecting and coming together, where you in Virginia, we're in Texas, all of that, but we are all got the same mind, the same, and the likeness of God, and that's why the kingdom is getting ready to take it by force, because the government can't handle what God is getting ready to do in the lives of his people. I'm going on mute. God bless you all. Thank you. I received the word, and I thank God for being connected for such a time as this. God bless.
Hallelujah. Wow. Be in this thing. And it is the seventh day, eighth month, 2023. Brings you back to the seventh. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. God. Hallelujah. Well, that's it for me.
I just wanted to, Prophet, I wanted to say I come in agreement with the 911 that Apostle spoke about, because after you released the word, I was scribing the word down, and I was writing the time, and then God just said to me, he said, rush manifestation of the promises and the blessings unto my people. And he said 911 first. Then he said, rush manifestation of the blessings and promises unto my people in this time period. And I actually wrote down the word, wrote down 911 after I wrote down the words you released to me. So
yeah.
It's a 911 for his people. Amen.
Thank you, prophetess. Thank you, evangelist. Thank you, apostle. Thank you right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, it is so. Thank you, Lord, for the victory today. Hallelujah. Well, I totally received mine today in the name of the Lord. You, Jesus, I give him praise for. I receive ye the word of the Lord from your servant.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the stirring in answer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The glory. And answer to the Lord. It is so. All right. Anyone else? Praise to God. This has been a power-packed night. And the word has been released, and many lives have been touched and changed. Thank God for him just showing up to bless you. He's getting ready to move on your behalf. Yeah, he is. So you shut up. Yeah, it's a All right, let me stop. God is up to something. Thank you so much, everybody, tonight. And I'm not going to hold anybody else up. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you for the promises and the mandate that he has on our lives. Thank you, Lord. I feel something just broke.
Yes,
man,
Lord.
Something big just broke. Something.
Yes, it is.
Huge.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Huge.
I picked
huge
it up.
Light just shined.
Hallelujah.
I mean, a huge light just went boom, like it exploded. But a good thing.
Yes, Lord. That has something to do with that word I heard, prophet. I heard this word eco. Now I know eco. I haven't really studied that word eco, but I just heard it just then. And when your tongues came out, I heard eco, and I know from just seeing
in the environment. I know eco, they has a lot to do with saving the environment when you hit eco, E-C-O. But even in the eco, I heard God said he's going to use your sound. He's going to use our sound to release his sound into the earth realm to save souls in the earth. We're going to echo his sound. Echo, we're going to echo his sound.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's it, right there. That's it, right there. Thank you, Lord. That's it, right there. Hallelujah. That's it, right there. Man. All right, God, that's it right there. That's it right there, man of God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's it right there. That's it. That's the word from the Lord right there. Mm-hmm. All right, God. Hallelujah. That's it right there. Thank you, Lord. Bless his holy name. Man. I totally received that one. I totally received that. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Any final words over there, Administrator Richard Bryan?
Since I received the word, man of God, I received the word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I tell you, I bless his name. I bless his name.
All right. Praise to God. Continue to go in the things of God. Walk in the presence and the spirit of the Lord God today. Have a phenomenal evening in the Lord. We love you all. Be blessed. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless everybody.